Texte numéro 107. The New Frontier in the US War on TikTok, University Campuses. The China-based app TikTok has already been banned on all federal government devices and on government devices in many states over data privacy concerns. Now, restrictions are spreading to universities, with the University of Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and others all blocking the platform from school Wi-Fi networks in recent weeks. Such bans are possible because school policies allow for the blocking of traffic to certain websites on campus Wi-Fi networks, measures that are typically reserved for harmful content and pornography. But those policies can also extend to specific apps, which has been done in the past with platforms like anonymous social media account YikYak. The university bans come amid a cascade of actions against TikTok in recent months by lawmakers who say its China-based parent company could collect sensitive user data and censor content that goes against the demands of the Chinese Communist Party. In late December, Congress passed a measure banning the platform on all federal government devices, and similar bans have taken hold in more than 30 states in the past year. Many internet freedom advocates have highlighted the irony of states and schools purportedly combating Chinese censorship by censoring these apps themselves. While bans on state and school devices are easier to implement, the university measures will be much more logistically difficult, experts say, since students can still easily get around them by using cellular data instead. This specific ban will likely count as barely an inconvenience for the students subject to it, and it would be incredibly difficult, if not impossible, both technically and ethically, to enforce students using TikTok on their own personal devices, says Mike Parkin, senior technical engineer at cybersecurity firm Vulcan Cyber. This could also lead to data networks being clogged on campuses, making student devices run more slowly and ineffectively. TikTok spokesperson Jamal Brown criticized the ban and warned there could be unintended consequences for students' ability to share information and connect on campus. "We are disappointed that so many states are jumping on the political bandwagon to enact policies that will do nothing to advance cybersecurity in their states and are based on unfounded falsehoods about TikTok," he said. Many of these bans were enacted by schools that take government funds in states such as Texas, where lawmakers are already waging political war on TikTok. This chapter marks just the latest example of global culture wars playing out on college campuses. Whether the counterculture movement of the 1960s, the satanic panic of the 1980s, or allegations of liberal indoctrination on college campuses that began in the 1990s and continue today, young people are often used as pawns in larger political battles. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2023.